brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got Mark Dice joining us coming up in the next segment to cover a cornucopia of issues. Tim in Kentucky, graphic artist, looking at the new Obama long-form birth certificate. I mean, it is in different fonts, and I think that's something we need to – it's in our articles, but it should probably be the headlines. That smoking gun, some of these fonts are different, and that wouldn't – in the same words. What's your view on this, Tim?
Well, it's not really the fonts that are in question because this is such a low-res, shoddily created document. It's how it was constructed and not really what the written word is or the contents. It's the fact that every single aspect in this document is fake, and it's all low-res. It's done very amateurish, and also the fact that the White House has released this and actually are pawning this off as a real document.
Well, let me ask you a question. You have the green background, supposedly to stop counterfeiting or whatever, and they went ahead and boxed the document in with more of the same pattern, and then it doesn't even line up, and in one area it hangs over. It's like they wanted it to look fake and then to make fun of us that can see reality.
Well, see, the whole thing about that background, I'll start out with that background. The background is a low-res, highly compressed JPEG. They got it from somewhere, and when you take a low-res image and you increase the resolution, especially on a JPEG, it has compression. You can do a quality. Your Photoshop guys should know this, that you can go anywhere from a 1 up to a 10, which is the highest quality. But the more you compress it, you get these little rendering artifacts.
Yeah.
Yes. And if you zoom in tight on this, you will see these.
They're everywhere. And if it's an original scan, it should be pretty high res. But it's not saying that they shrunk the res. That could have happened. Instead, you're saying the original was small. They blew it up. Yes, we've noticed that.
Yeah, it's extremely lazy on their part. And also, if this is a scanned document and it was highly compressed, every aspect of the whole document will have these rendering artifacts, including the text.
I forgot. That's why looking at it, we were all freaking out last night. We kind of just rushed out, with a basic report, is that the artifacts are different sizes and different patterns. That's how when Wired Magazine came out and said that the Intel Center's logo was in the same layer as the Al-Qaeda logo because he could see that the rendering artifacts were in the same pattern. That's right. We've had it blown up, and it's all different sizes and different shapes of compression showing all sorts of Photoshopping. That's what you're saying is the key here, correct?
Yes, I can. I've been doing graphic arts for 20 years. I can tell you every single aspect of this document, top to bottom. I can tell you why it's doing what it is, why the outlines are around it, the shadow glows, which shouldn't be there either, because if this is a watermark document, you should see it right up to the edge of any of the written content or printed stuff. Because when a form is made, it's just a blank form, and then you fill it in, and it should be with a typewriter.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you take their res, because everything you're saying is what my guys have confirmed. Why don't you point out areas of it and with different shots of it, kind of like that website earlier did, but they made a joke out of it, and show the different areas and blow it up yourself and send that to us, and we'll, of course, check what you've done and compare it to our own system. But I'd like to do an article on that to really show people. But you're right. It's different compression fields everywhere. You can see the different areas that have been manipulated. Some areas don't have the compression artifacts or distortion. Others do, showing it's been just absolutely gone over.
Yeah, and for example, if you just zoom in on like Ann Dunham Obama's name or Barack or Stanley or the dates, you'll notice that a lot of numbers are there, and you're saying that it's black, but in actuality, there's four shades of green in all these overlays. What these are bitmap, transparent bitmap overlays, and when you have your monitor, your guys need to tweak their monitor settings with their contrast and brightness. I do it because I'm a graphic artist, and I need to discern between forest green, navy, and black, and if my monitor's off, I'll think it's all black.
No, absolutely. It's incredible. Well, we need to do more research on this. Clearly something's going on. This thing's a forgery. We just don't know exactly why.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico.
January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dice, political activist, a media researcher, author, is going to be with us for the balance of the hour to talk about a host of issues and his new book, available at Infowars.com, Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True. And this is for people that know about 1984, but they read the book, they see all the parallels and how in many ways we've surpassed it. And I go back to our article, July 20th, 2007, Paul Joseph Watson, iPhone, a Trojan horse for government surveillance, backdoor spyware module allows state corporations and hackers to listen in, to dial in and listen to you and track your location. There we are, July 20th, 2007, Infowars.com. But I've been telling you since 1996, not because I'm smart, but because it was in the Telecommunications Act, that they gave the phone companies and the manufacturers of phones 5 years until October 1st, 2001, pull up the articles, you know, new surveillance rules go into law today from back on October 1st, 2001, and it said they can dial in and turn your phone on even when it's off. It looks like it's still off. Listen to you. The OnStar is the same way. They can track everywhere you're going, and now it's out today. Oh, it's not just Google and iPhone, but the Google phone and the Microsoft phone system, and they're all doing the same thing. And then Steve Jobs comes out and says, no, we're not. It's a lie, even when it's admitted. And then separately, other Apple execs go, no, it's government systems and regulations. I mean, it's how dumb do they think we are? It's like this new birth certificate. They put out for 2 years a fake receipt saying, this is it. This is a long form. This is it. We're like, no, it's not. Where's the doctor's signature? And they're like, that doesn't exist. There's no such thing as that. They're like, yeah, we've all got them. Now they go, oh, yeah, here is a long form. And it's in all these layers, but that's not even the issue. The computer recognizes all the forgeries as the layers in different fonts, 3-4 times darker. The signatures go over the green background. And you look at it in fields, and a graphic designer just pointed this out. It's one of the issues I hadn't even made, but it was the final issue for us last night when I kicked in and said, that's it, it's a forgery, was we were looking at it blown up on a big screen, high-res TV, hooked to a computer. We had it totally blown up, had the lights off looking at it, and you could see all these different patterns of the JPEG that had artifacts. You know, when video's not high res or images, and it has all that splotchy boxes, you blow it up, different designs. There was different boxes here, different fractals there, and then whole areas crisp where they added the new stuff. Oh, totally crisp. It was high res. It was the new stuff. I mean, it's designed for people to freak out over it, and then they just come out and say, ah, you're an idiot. You're making this up. You're crazy. It's not a forgery. And Obama laughs at everybody. I think this is a psyop to get everybody fighting with each other and to actually obsess over this, but then you almost have to. But if you just obsess over whether it's a forgery or not, then it's not really waking folks up. But if you pull back and see the psyop that's going on, then it's very educational and enlightening. And I'm ranting about a bunch of issues. Mark Dice's new book, folks, we need this book to go viral everywhere because it needs to be read at all the high schools, the colleges. It needs to be in all the libraries. Everybody should order it as a public service and put it in the library. I know we've had libraries call and get it from us because I helped Mark out with the printing of 10,000 of these, and we want to get them out there to people. And because folks need to understand that in the 50s or in the late 40s when this was written, this was seen as a police state. And now he parallels how it's happening and gone beyond, and we're going to go over some of those issues, but there's also the mind control issue of them saying there is no radiation. Obama said that a month ago, no danger in the U.S., no problem in Japan. The core exit's not a health problem. Remember his clips of that? No health problems in the Gulf, core exit's fine. Age 52 is the average life expectancy of Exxon Valdez workers. Massive health problems, deaths in the Gulf, people breathing this stuff. That he just waves a magic wand, says it's fine. DU's fine. This is how they're basically throttling us. Mark Dice, I mean, what do you think they're doing here, joining us via video Skype from Los Angeles, California? What do you think's happening with this birth certificate?
I have a few, just 2 points on the birth certificate. I think it's a psyop. I think that this is planned early on as somebody, a red herring, something to create a suspicious aura around and then ultimately debunk it as a manufactured straw man. The one point that I'd like to make about all this is that if Donald Trump, I just wish Donald Trump would have been obsessed with the Bilderberg group as much as he was with the birth certificate, because this just goes to show that if we can get a person of power and influence to become interested in one of these issues of the New World Order, and the birth certificate was a small issue in the overall aspect of what it is that we're doing, but the fact that Donald Trump was able to bring this to a national and global attention shows that if we can get somebody, an opinion leader, an opinion shaper, or someone in power to look at important issues, let's look at the Bilderberg group instead of the birth certificate. Imagine if Donald Trump was creating this global media phenomenon about the Bilderberg group. So that's my own point, is if we can push an important issue into the mainstream. So let's not focus on these small issues, the birth certificate. It's interesting. There's certainly some shady things there. There's probably some, obviously, some information they don't want everybody to see. But is that important in the overall scheme of things compared to the Bilderberg group, the Orwellian nightmare, these things, Apple tracking our movements? That's just the tip of the iceberg, Alex. Later on, we can get into some apps on the iPhone that are actually already listening to people. The photos, the camera in your iPhone is turned over to the applications and is being used in Orwellian ways. And maybe we should talk about what Orwellian is. You know, this audience is growing and people are at different levels of their understanding. Orwellian is a reference to George Orwell's book, 1984, where he talks about this tyrannical government using control of information.
Turning reality upside down, confusing people, training people to accept lies. The general public obsessed with sports and lotteries and celebrity stuff instead of caring about all the tyranny.
Now, Orwell, in his book 1984, is such a historical and a significant piece of literature that that's why we have words like Orwellian, doublespeak, the memory hole. So what I've done with Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare, is because we're seeing this unfold, and I've been seeing this unfold myself for 15 years, I wrote all of the parallels that I could see. And it's 300 pages of them. I mean, we are living in the Orwellian nightmare when Apple can just activate my cell phone and listen to me. I'm not paranoid when I stick a piece of tape over the camera and microphone in my laptop 5 years ago. People said I was paranoid. And the government's not listening. Really? Really, they're not? Let's look at how accurate we've been. You know, I've been doing this for 5 years, 6 years, Alex. I think that's why you support me, because you know that I'm not just some idiot making YouTube videos that makes fun of people. I'd like people to know that I'm actually a pretty smart guy. I know what I'm doing. I'm trying to join this fight and do all I can because I'm mad. I mean, look at this. Look what's happening.
No, exactly.
Here.
I mean, look. We knew 5, 6 years ago, Google came out with a press release saying we've got apps that we turn on through the operating system or through you visiting Google that turn your microphone or camera on, but don't worry, computers are listening and getting keywords and then deciding what advertisement to superimpose on sites that you visit.
And that's 5 years ago.
And people called us nuts. Now, 2 years ago now, that's how old this is, Philadelphia comes out and says, yeah, we've handed out thousands of laptops to kids. We're watching them in the shower, in bed at home. And we saw a kid eating Skittles, so we kicked him out of school. And people said, oh, that's good, the school's watching you at home unannounced. I mean, this has already been going on.
This is Orwellian. And so here's my copy of George Orwell's book, 1984. And I urge everybody to read it, whether you read it when you were a child. Read it again. Maybe you've never read it, because the parallels are so striking. Let me just pull up some random. I'm just going to turn to a random page here in this book. Here's a quote from Saranda Page. The children, on the other hand, were systematically turned against their parents and taught to spy on them and to report on their deviations. The family had become, in effect, an extension of the thought police. This was a device by means of which everyone could be surrounded day and night by informers who knew them intimately. This is the Orwellian nightmare. This is why I'm in this fight. This is why I wrote Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare, because page after page of this fictional book is now becoming real. The science fiction tyrannical government elements, the science fiction technology is not just around the corner, it's here.
And they're using it as a handbook of control, because Eric Blair, a.k.a. pen name George Orwell, had worked at every level of the imperial system, the communist system, and the media BBC system. And he wrote essays, for those that haven't read them, they're also in books, nonfiction, where he said, this is what I believe is going to happen. And then Huxley came out in 62 before he died and said, no, it's a mixture of 1984 and Brave New World. It's going to be the drugging and the brainwashing, and folks are going to love their servitude. The stormtroopers are in the background for the few that actually wake up. But expanding on that, now I heard local talk radio this morning saying Miss America should enjoy them putting their hand in her pants and actually touching her privates. And then she's on record. They actually stuck the hand in the pants and touched her. And then I heard him say, go on and basically talk about how it's good that kids are reporting on their parents' guns, because some kid brought a gun to school. They're saying it's the parents' fault. The point is they use that to say guns should be illegal. I mean, more and more, they just take things that even the dumbest person 20 years ago would know was tyranny and scary, and they're saying it's like mother's milk. I mean, they're really pushing it on us.
I try not to be an arrogant, self-centered jerk, because I think I'm fairly intelligent, and I'm noticing people in the public just every day are getting dumber and dumber and dumber. And that's why I'm in this fight. That's why your audience is in this fight, because we care. We are trying to restore the republic. Let me draw the main source of this Orwellian nightmare is the fear, the terrorist-based fear. As you know,
stay there. Let's go to the heart of the pillar for the New World Order, the book. Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. We hope that you get the book, get it out to people, and also support Mark Dice and my work as well. Get it at InfoWars.com today. Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. Stay with us.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans of the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Coming up in a couple hours, Kurt Nemo has got another article coming out proving that all these varying digital artifacts show that photoshopping, massive alterations have been done to whatever this birth certificate is. Okay, that's a big deal. And they did it where it's very obvious, and I agree with Mark Dice, it's meant to be a psyop. But we're going to expand with the added dimension of the fact that it is a psyop. That's going to be up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com because the fight's on. Drudge has had us double linked with our TSA molesting Miss America, and we're going to be going over that a little bit later, and then also our report dealing with the forgery. Now, I guess, to be balanced, he's kind of linked to some of the others that are resisting that and saying it's not true. But the point is, this is serious, and we're in the fight, and we're going to show the full spectrum of how this is a fraud. Talking to Mark Dice, joining us via video Skype from his home in Los Angeles. The book is Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, $14.95. Absolute page-turner, so much information, the full spectrum of the Big Brother nightmare, Orwellian nightmare coming true. You can also get it with American Conspiracies, or you can get it with Jesse Ventura's 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, and then get one of my best-selling DVD films, or the films I've produced, absolutely free with it. But again, support alternative information and media, and warn everyone you know. So before I went to break, Mark, you were getting to the heart of it, how they use the fake terror, the threat of the outsider, as the pretext to bring in tyranny and oppression in the name of keeping us safe.
This is the heart of the issue, the source of really one of the sources of their power. So let's draw this major parallel between the storyline in 1984 and what we're experiencing in our world today. The bad guy in 1984 was a guy named Emmanuel Goldstein, who was the man behind all terrorist activities, fighting the government and fighting the party. And you come to learn that he might not even be alive anymore, and he's a fictional, perpetual creation of the government, and he's the face of all terrorism. Any disrespect against the government is because of him and his teachings and his secretive network. Similar, practically identical to what we have with Osama bin Laden today, who's, in my opinion, been dead for many, many years now. He is the fictional, now perpetual Osama bin Elvis boogeyman, who's most likely been dead for years. But this is the establishment, the military, over the last 10 years since the 9/11 attacks have happened, has yet to admit this because they need him to point as the face of fear. He is the sole mastermind behind all terrorism. And if the government were to admit that he's probably died of natural causes years ago, it would seem like a victory. And the war on terrorism maybe wouldn't need to continue. But the fact that he's out there hiding in the caves and releasing videotapes, supposedly.
It's exactly the same in 1984, Emmanuel Goldstein with the turban, with the beard, doing the exact same thing from a cave.
Yeah, he is this supposed mastermind. I mean, I guess Osama bin Laden was probably behind a liquor store robbery, you know, downtown last night. I mean, it's once you start to understand this, it becomes very clear.
Well, it's incredible. The book's almost like prophecy. He talks about no one, you know, knows where Emmanuel is. Is he in the sewers? He's almost omnipresent. We've got to give all our rights up, though. And then he starts questioning, who's launching these rocket bombs against us? More and more, he understands it's Big Brother itself to keep the fear up.
Yeah, Winston Smith, the main character in the book, his girlfriend, Julia, starts to talk out loud whether the bombs being dropped on London are from the government themselves to perpetuate the fear. Now, again, this is what George Orwell wrote in 1949. And I don't like to draw parallels between fiction and what's going on in our current world. But we have to with 1984 because his book was so significant. And he predicted to a T what is happening today. And it's a way for all of us to articulate and understand what is happening. And I know that your audience is in different levels of their understanding. And that's why I want to urge people and ask them to buy my book, because you can sit at your computer like I have for the last 6 years. I've been sitting and researching and you know, I had major back problems and I've been seeing a chiropractor from sitting. And so get away from your computer, you know, get a book. And get away, get out, and go sit outside in a chair and get some sun and educate yourself. Just step back. That's what I
like. Well, Mark,
I
like what you said at the beginning of the interview, that you're angry. You've got a beef. You don't want these con artists to win. You're tired of seeing them get away with this ridiculous corruption that's so brazen. It's clearly Orwellian, and they're using this book as a template for what they're doing. And by the way, again, Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World, he went on and said, no, my book written in 1932 about genetic engineering, drugging the public. This is what we actually plan to do. And his brother, of course, later headed up the UN UNESCO program.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
By the way, Mark Dice is in San Diego. The guys went out there to interview him a year ago for one of the films. And we just see the whole area is L.A. All of California is L.A. Mark Dice is our guest. I want to get into the way the system rolls this stuff out in a ubiquitous way where it's engineered into everything, and face scanning cameras are up and license plate readers. And I'd tell people about license plate readers 15 years ago from trade publications I was reading, and folks would laugh at me. But then as soon as it's admitted, they go, okay, big deal. Schools are watching kids at home in California and Pennsylvania. Okay, the government's tracking everything I do. Okay, Apple's doing it. Okay, Google's doing it. Microsoft phones are doing it. The point is, it's all there, and even the mainstream media can't even do the basic research to figure that out, Mark. They just dole the information out to the public. Continue with the book and continue with parallels from 1984. With your book that goes through the fact that we are in many ways surpassing the Orwellian control grid. We just haven't gotten to the mass arrest and executions and torture chambers, though they're trying to get there. The government saying that they can assassinate you, U.S. citizens, and not tell anybody, try you or torture you in front of secret military tribunals. We've got to have checkpoints to stop illegal drugs, but then it comes out the top banks are laundering the money and the CIA is bringing it in. I mean, it's all Orwellian.
It's Orwellian, and we have a level of elite that is super educated and intelligent, and most of the public are getting stupider and stupider every moment. This is one of the parallels, the educational system in 1984, the control of information, the social structure, the perpetuation of war, the personification of the party. All of these parallels. Let's just continue a little bit with the fear-based parallel and the Emmanuel Goldstein and Osama bin Laden parallel. In 1984, the perpetual war, there was a war that was going on, obviously, that was the reason for everybody having to give up their rights and for having to work longer hours, work for less rations. Sounding familiar, everybody? Seems like our lives today. But the war, the enemy, now, some people are familiar with this, some people aren't. It just kept changing. At first, they were at war with Oceania, and then they were at war with Eurasia. And they were always at war, the public thought, with whatever country or a region they were at war with at the time. The public were so uneducated, so ignorant, so distracted, that they couldn't tell when the enemy that they were fighting changed. Sort of like our own world today. Wait a minute. Were we fighting Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, you know, who is this?
Gaddafi was our enemy. Then 6 years ago, he was a friend. Al-Qaeda was the good guys in the 80s. Then they're the bad guys. Now Al-Qaeda fighting Gaddafi are the good guys again.
And then when you start to look at this, it becomes so scary and confusing that people would rather just turn on the Entertainment Tonight channel.
That's key. They're doing it. They're being confusing and putting out conflicting things, just getting folks to get flustered and turn away.
Yeah, just it's sort of like a rat in a cage. If you just start buzzing it, it's just going to cower in a corner. It just doesn't matter. Once you start beating an animal, it's going to go into submission. And so, no, we're not going to go into submission. And you know, that's why I'm getting angry here, because the things that I've been talking about for 6 years aren't now just going to come. They're here. I mean, I have a cell phone now that can listen to me whenever it wants to, when it's off. This is the Orwellian nightmare. And what are the social implications of this? And then what's coming next? What's coming in the next 2 or 3 years? And that is why it's critically important that us, this audience, be educated, stop being afraid of this Osama bin Elvis. And, you know, every time they start saying, oh, pushing their agenda, we just need to push it back and say, no, oh, wait, who? Osama bin Elvis? Where is this guy? You know, I called into the Adam Carolla radio show a week ago, and I got him and Morgan Spurlock to admit, Morgan Spurlock, the producer of Where in the World is Osama bin Laden, supersized me all these films. They admitted, because I posed the question, hey, where in the world is Osama bin Laden? Isn't he dead? Aren't they just perpetuating this myth? And years ago, Alex, you know, I used to do this a lot to Sean Hannity, to all these main shows, to challenge this mainstream establishment on the lies and the agenda, the narrative that they're pushing. So years ago, I would do this and I would be ridiculed. You can find these calls on YouTube and on the internet. And now here, just last week, Morgan Spurlock and Adam Carolla admitted, instead of me being attacked, they said, oh, yeah, hey, sounds good to me. You're probably right.
Well, let's go further. I'm on big conservative radio shows now, and they're having to admit, Alex, you're right, it's in Fox News, Anwar al-Awlaki, number two under bin Laden. They're now, the Washington Post said he is basically the commander. He may be number one now. He's born in New Mexico, trained in the U.S., admittedly runs the underwear bomber, the Fort Hood shooter, the Times Square, the shoe bomber, meeting secretly at the Pentagon while he's most wanted, meeting secretly with the Secretary of the Army and being protected. Now it comes out, major British news, yes, top al-Qaeda in Pakistan attacking U.S. Pakistani forces. Is British intelligence? Yes, a SWAT. The head of the 7-7 is British MI6. I mean, now more and more, they don't even care. They just come out and admit that these guys are working for them, and their foot soldiers don't even know who they're working for, just like our soldiers don't know the same globalists are financing both sides. I mean, it is beyond Orwellian.
And let's be clear, Anwar al-Awlaki, this one of the top al-Qaeda leaders, has a master's degree in educational leadership from San Diego State University. That's my backyard. Okay, so wait a minute. This is the Orwellian nightmare. Why don't they talk about this on the news? Well, because the news is obviously controlled through Operation Mockingbird and issues like that. You know, and people, your audience may be new to this. Some people may be, you know, still skeptical of the kinds of information that you're talking about. And so that's why I think I'm pretty confident now, Alex, and I thank you for your support, because for the last 6 years, I've been doing this, and now now we have people in the mainstream that aren't making fun of us anymore. They are admitting that we're right. And so if we're right about these issues in the past from 4 or 5 years ago, then now everyone is reluctantly agreeing with us on. What else are we right about? You know, so that's why I want to, you know, thank you, Alex. Thank your audience. And I know what I'm talking about. Well, how do we know this? How do we know this? Because I don't watch 8 hours of television a day. Because I read books. You know, you can maybe see in my Skype call just a fraction of the books that I have. Because I'm a big nerd. You know, and that's what I want people to know. People have seen my funny YouTube videos. I go out and make fun of people. I'm not just the class clown, you know, of the movement. I'm a pretty smart guy. So I just want to thank you.
We understand that, Mark, and you certainly are effective, and it's good to go out and try to buy a $1 taco at Taco Bell with, at the time, a $1,200 coin. That happened a few months ago. Now it's $1,500+, and have her refuse the 1 ounce gold American Eagle, you know, now over $1,500, just to illustrate it. I don't think that's clowning at all. You're illustrating absurdity by being absurd, and knowledge is power, and people need to start researching our claims, not just go off of what we're saying. I mean, let's go back to Ron Paul 35 years ago, giving speeches, traveling around, talking about dollar devaluation and fractional reserve banking, or G. Edward Griffin 50 years ago, or 50-plus years ago, Red Beckman, or 50 years ago, Bob Chapman, or myself 16 years ago, sticking our neck out and going over this. And now, just a year ago, they were still saying there is no inflation, QE2 isn't bad. Now they admit, yes, it's causing inflation. Again, the Congress has, I was corrected last week, I said an 11% approval rating, and I was sent an email of a Reuters article saying it's now a 9%. In fact, guys, let's show folks. Congress now has a 9% approval rating. Let's search that and show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. If you're a radio listener, I get emails about this and see comments, because I don't plug it a lot. You're like, why do you keep saying you put it on screen? This is a radio show. Yes, I'd say 90%+ of the people that hear this show are listening to AM and FM, global shortwave, satellite, or internet streams. We're also streaming video. We're archiving video at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. I would give it away free, but obviously we can't finance that. You get it first at PrisonPlanet.tv. Then we post most of it at the YouTube channel, one of our YouTube channels, now over 101 million views on that channel total, at the official Alex Jones channel. This live stream will also be posted there later today, but complete commercial-free also, podcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we are the alternative media. We're on the tip of the spear. It is daunting to always be in the arena, to get the criticism, to get the attacks, but we don't have a future. And I have three wonderful children. I have a wonderful wife. I love my parents. I love my 86, 87-year-old grandmother, my last living grandparent. There it is. Congress approves. Approval plunges to 9%. First time ever rating for lawmakers sinks to single digits, and that was 2008. That number was also out last week, so maybe we can find it in the news section. Good job finding that. That's WorldNet Daily. Again,
I'd like to add to, you know, part of this fight here, the resistance, the patriot movement, the Tea Party. You know what? We're about love and respect and treating people with the dignity that they deserve. And here's another quote from Orwell's book. If he were allowed, talking about the average citizen, if he were allowed contact with foreigners, he would discover that they were creatures similar to himself, and that most of what he has been told about them is lies. So that's just another parallel. Orwell's showing that the governments of most countries are going to tell the population lies about the supposed enemies. I draw the parallel of, in the Orwellian Nightmare, I talk about this documentary film
Rick Steves' Iran. He's a PBS documentary. He's one of only two journalists, I think, American journalists allowed in Iran. And he talked to average Iranian citizens, and they're just like me and you. They just want to have a good life. They want to have friends and family.
They
and
say Tehran looks like basically Chicago.
It's a beautiful city, and they're just like us. They know that their government and their officials are criminal, and organized criminal mafias are running it, just like over here. So, you know, that's part of this show, is to enlighten ourselves into the truth, and so that we can change ourselves and become more loving people, because that's what the system wants you to do, is to hate the Iranians and the Syrians. Oh, they're all evil. And you hear these morons to go and say that we should turn the Middle East into a park.
Well, they like stereotypes. I mean, they want the stereotype of Iran. They're all want to murder us, or the stereotype of Israel, you know, that they all have one view, or the stereotype of Americans. I mean, I've had Europeans I've talked to come to Texas, and they think, I thought there were tumbleweeds and cows everywhere, and that's the state's so big. I mean, that is what it's like on its western side, but, you know, they see big, tall trees and rolling hills and, you know, beautiful lakes and, you know, people driving cars and knowing how to use computers, and they're actually blown away. New Yorkers come here, most of them that I talk to, believing that it's literally John Wayne Wild Wild West. You know, that's Hollywood. Sure, you can go out to the boondocks and see folks, you know, roping cows and stuff, and it's great. And, you know, farmers and people. You know, the point is, we're all human beings. We want the same thing for our families. We want dignity. We want honor. We want private property. Now, let's get into some more quotes from the book and then parallel it from 1984 to your book that's an incredible read, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True by Mark Dice. Again, available at Infowars.com.
Look at this, just another random quote that I've highlighted from my personal copy of 1984. As for sending a letter through the mail, it was out of the question. By routine, it was not even secret. All letters were opened in transit. So, I mean, just, again, wireless email tracking, warrantless email tracking.
And by the way, since 9/11, they now admit they open mail to make sure there's not drugs in it, but they're really reading it.
Right here, porno sec, the subsection of the fiction departments, which churned out cheap pornography for distribution
to degrade humanity. Start over.
Yeah, so here's a quote about there was a section in the government called porno sec, and this was the government creating pornography for the people in order to destroy their relationships, in order to break up the families. And this is what we have. This is what the Illuminati elite does. That's why you look at the garbage on television. You look at when I was a kid, not that long ago, I'm 33 years old, I grew up on quality shows like Family Ties, and look at this garbage that you see on television.
And by the way,
it's
not just, you know, they sell it like it's fun, it's sexy, you're missing out on something. All the major studies show that after you watch a lot of porn, it actually lowers your sex drive, actually makes you not attracted, you know, as much or involved. It basically burns you out and actually stunts you towards real enjoyment and you know, with your mate. And they know what they're doing. I mean, it literally creates a facsimile of the real thing and is being done as a weapon system.
Let me just rapid fire just a few of the pages that I have highlighted here in my book, and I just think they'll resonate with people. The Tales of Goldstein, this is the enemy in the book, and his underground army. She said, this is Julia, the girlfriend, were simply a lot of rubbish which the party had invented for its own purposes. Gee, seems a lot like Osama bin Laden.
Governor Ridge admitted they put out fake terror alerts. Sorry, go ahead.
Let's see, here's another just random highlight here. They could be made, the public could be made to accept the most flagrant violations of reality because they never fully grasped the enormity of what was demanded of them, and they were not sufficiently interested in public events to notice what was happening. The lack of understanding, by lack of understanding, they remained sane. No, by lack of understanding, we remain destroyed. And so it just keeps going on and on. And, you know, I want to just ask people, maybe I don't promote my book enough. You know, I think that everybody should get off the computer. And I think you can save yourself
hundreds of hours of web surfing by reading a book, you know, and that's why I have behind me some of my favorite books about the New World Order and the Illuminati. I have hundreds of books that I read. I love sitting outside and in the nature and reading and studying, get away from the computer, and that's part of my point. Here, another quote: the Brotherhood, that's the kind of the resistance, cannot be wiped out because it is not an organization in the ordinary sense. So that's us, you know, we're the resistance. We can't be wiped out. We're not an organization in the traditional sense. And we're on the verge of really being able to topple these scum. I mean, look at what we're doing now. We're bypassing the mainstream media. Everybody who has a cell phone with a video camera can put it on YouTube. Luke Radowski's confronting all these scum. We got Gary Franchi doing his own video shows. I mean, look at, we're replacing these scum, and we're getting very close to, I think, the revolution, but it's also very dangerous because they could pull their population reduction, they could pull a false flag attack and really, really try to demonize us. But I think we're getting close. I mean, look at what we're doing. Look at what we're capable of delivering the knockout punch.
And by the way, when we say we're close to winning, that's people who love liberty, who value the truth, who value dignity and sovereignty and not being a slave, people who value reality. More and more, the alternative media is just surging and growing, and the mainstream system is losing all credibility. Mark, I want to get in the final segment with you into more from your book, because there's just so much in here where it just goes through all the different ways you're being tracked, controlled, and then the future of it. In fact, let's look at the future. Some of the new things they've got coming online against us when we come back. It's all in the book, Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True, InfoWars.com. Get your copy. Get it out to folks.
You know your gear can make the difference between a good day and a really bad day. It's time to prepare, and quality gear from emgear.net is the critical factor for surviving in the toughest conditions. You'll find only the best gear from quality manufacturers at emgear.net, like Maxpedition hard-use gear, Everly Stock backpacks, Snug Pack sleeping bags, SE knives, Ultimate Survival fire starters, waterproof bags, Adventure medical kits, Surefire flashlights, and tactical gear from SoTech, SpecOps, Tactical Tailor, and more. Our staff knows the gear inside and out and will answer all your questions. EMGear.net always treats you with first-class customer service, affordable pricing, and a low $5.95 flat rate domestic shipping fee, no matter the size of your order. And EMGear.net stocks what we sell in our warehouse and never drop ships any orders. Call 678-455-5850. That's 678-455-5850. Or see our complete line at EMGear.net. For tactical, survival, and everyday carry, choose EMGear.net. Tough, rugged, reliable.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
obviously being getting Mark Dice back on again in the near future. Love his new video Skype connection from there in his living room. Again, I was very excited to help Mark print these books. He's always done it on demand with his other great titles that he's written. We also carry those at InfoWars.com. It just adds such a great expense. So I went ahead and printed these up for him so that he could expand out into the future. And I just think it's a great book. Everybody should get it. And you can get it with 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read by Jesse Ventura, another excellent book. And when you get it with the book, you can get one of my best-selling films, a whole bunch of titles. You can pick which one you want absolutely free on top of it, or get the book alone at InfoWars.com and supports alternative media and what we're doing. Mark, in closing, your book, again, parallels 1984, but goes way beyond and shows what's coming next. You kind of alluded to that earlier, but get into some of the areas that you break down in the book.
Well, there's systems that have been tested for years, and they're talking about putting them on the streets of London for the Olympics in 2012 that listen to everyone on the street, and they analyze the sound patterns using eight different characteristics from 100 yards away. These microphones are just on top of buildings, and if you yell at someone, or if the computers detect anger in your speech, or if the pitch is too fast, if it's too loud, it can just detect this.
Aren't they already testing those? I think that's already
tested them. Yeah, it's in Holland. They've tested it. They've dispatched them. They've already been used. They've made arrests from them. So the company's trying to pitch it to London, to the city of London, and have them put on the streets to keep the city safe for the Olympics. Now, let me just say this. We know that there's the case of the computers, laptop computers in Pennsylvania watching the students. And we're talking now about the Apple watching us, the locations of where we're going. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but there are already apps available in the App Store for iPhone and Android that use the microphone and your camera in your cell phone and listen to you, and it can determine whether you're inside or outside, or can determine there are certain stores now that are putting out sounds, emitting sounds in the store. And then if you have an app that you authorize the app to have access to your microphone at all times on your cell phone, so when you walk into the store, your microphone is active, it detects that you're in the store and can log you in that way. So there are already apps on your phone or in the App Store that use your microphone and the camera in your cell phone to listen to you at all times. It's already happening now.
And they roll it out as, oh, it's an app, but the phone's set up to do that, and they've all got back doors on record for the government or private industry to dial right into it.
There is an app for the phones, for the iPhone or the Android, it's an alarm clock app, and it listens to you sleeping. And if it detects you rustling in your sleep, or if it hears that you're already in the stages of waking up, then it will wake you up at the appropriate time. If you're sound asleep, it won't wake you up. It has these different detections to wake you up.
Yeah, this is globalist tracker systems where the phone becomes this guardian devil, not guardian angel, surveilling you. And they're coming out with now old folks' homes in the U.S. where the government gives them extra money if they'll have smart fridges that watch what they're eating, that have RFID in the toilet, that tracks that you're taking your pills. Again, surveilling you for your safety. 2 years ago, England. Go ahead.
I got a whole section in Big Brother about Facebook, and I called up to a local computer show here in San Diego, and I brought up that the police, there's numerous instances. I footnote them all to local news stories of college students being arrested and high school students being arrested because the police secretly go on their Facebook page and find photos of them holding alcoholic beverages and then physically find them and arrest them. Okay, so if you're a high school student, there's
Mark, stay there. We got to go to break. We'll do five more minutes with you. I want to go over some more examples of what's currently happening and what's happening in England. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.